The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to How It Stacks, the show that figures out if the things that we loved as kids hold up to the test of time.
Our tried and true, totally not bullshit formula consists of 40% childhood experience, 40% research, and 20% stackage.
We've stacked topics ranging from Final Fantasy VII, MASH, Goosebumps, and The Labyrinth.
So keep listening to How It Stacks to see if the things that you loved as a kid stack up to the test of time.
Welcome to a brand new episode of How It Stacks. I am JD.
I'm Willis.
I'm Bulldog.
You guys are doing really well.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, eye coordination. It's like we did this like a week and a half ago. We've done this
recently. So there's really no need for us to see how we're doing, right?
Yeah. I really feel like I just have nothing to say to you guys right now. Like, it's been so recent.
That I know. We already know.
I'm not used to this. Like, I'm used to, let's get together and do this great topic.
What has happened in the last 17 months since I haven't recorded?
Wait, you had two?
Yeah.
That math doesn't add up.
So
I just saw you guys like last week.
I know, it's so great. It's actually I feel that we're getting back to the point again where we can talk about possibly being maybe hypothetically on schedule again.
We're
don't jinx it, asshole.
So we have what I would consider a very kick-ass topic today.
From memory as a kid?
Just in general.
Okay.
I mean, should we do the drum roll reveal?
Well, I don't know if we should do a drum roll.
Do we have a sound effect?
Yes.
That's good, because I'm glad they should know what it is by now. Because if you don't, it's Army of Fucking Darkness.
So I'm assuming that you're going to put something in that gap, but it's really way funnier if you
just
don't.
Leave it blank.
Yeah. Just leave it blank.
Because the way you just said, yes.
Matter of fact, this whole bit right here is just fucking stay in the show.
This is the best argument for why we need video.
Exactly. So you guys can watch what's happening right now. For those of you listening, it is actually
that and we are pretty man.
Yeah, it is 11:15 Central Time.
Yeah.
PM.
And by far the latest we have started a recording in quite some time.
Oh god, yeah. We had the brilliant idea to get together at 9 o'clock on a Friday night, watch our topic, and then record.
Topic,
so you guys get all kinds of zaniness.
Yeah.
So Army of Darkness, right?
But we're not drinking, so it'll be at least a little better than it could have been.
It's not Final Fantasy VII like ridiculousness, but it might get there. Army of Darkness is the third part of Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2. You know, it was the continuation of those two films, right?
It was almost called Evil Dead 3.
Almost, but then it changed production companies.
We'll
talk about that second half. Yeah. But anyway, Army of Darkness, for me as a kid, was introduced to me by my father, because why not scar young Jonathan? And it went on to become like my favorite childhood movie, like period. I introduced this film to everybody. I rented this thing countless times. Countless.
You know, it's cheaper
times
to buy it if you're just going to rent it over and over again.
I was a kid, dude. I didn't fucking know. I was buying like giant sticks of Laffy Taffy and renting movies and buying baseball cards. I didn't fucking know any better. But this thing was amazing. I thought it was like comedy gold, horror gold. I thought it was like just every fucking thing I could have imagined. And the fact that my dad let me watch it was amazing.
Nothing surprises me about your childhood anymore.
I know. It gets better.
I'm just
the darker we get, you wait. But no, I mean, I have a lot of like just vivid memories of this. I remember introducing a friend of the family to it, introducing my brother to it, watching it just ton, quoting it all the time. I still quote it to this day, and nobody gets it, but you know, like the diehard fans.
Yeah. Well, it's the movie's all quotes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Like the whole thing, and like we talked about this when we were starting to watch the movie, because it got into the early part where he's in S Mart and he's talking, and I'm like, it just dawns on me because I was thinking about it like
yeah.
2 days ago. Shop S Mart stuck in my head yep. for no reason whatsoever.
Boomstick, Hail to the King,
all that stuff. It's just it sticks with you.
Give me some sugar.
That
baby.
Being said, that is all I remember from this fucking
dude. I remember the chainsaw
like,
hand.
I remember bits and pieces. I remember the Gulliver's Travels. You know. Little
the mini ashes
doing their thing. I remember that scene, little bits here and there,
little goody two shoes,
like good, that bad. One I completely fucking forgot.
I'm
about.
The guy with the gun,
and
I didn't remember little goody two shoes, but I do remember him after he got his face blown off, or half of his face burnt off. What happened?
Yeah, the grill. On the grill?
No, that's evil ash.
Yeah,
when he's missing the.
I'm like good. The, you're good, Ash.
The jaw of this. Oh, it's the shotgun blast. It was the shotgun blast. Yeah. I remember that face.
Yeah,
and
then I remember the sucked down face from the Necronomicon.
Well, the third book or whatever. One of the other three. One of the three books.
The totally one that opens to a black hole.
Don't know why, but the evil demon girl turned me on to when I was young. Like when she becomes an evil. I may look bad. But I feel good. Like, I remember that very vividly.
Again, not surprised.
Well, you know, after getting warmed up to Princess Allura.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there. I was going to let that be a surprise treat.
Just going to let that be a thing.
Yeah, segued into the psychotic demon women.
I was just going to let it sit in awkward silence for like 30 seconds.
No, man, totally into it. To the demon. I mean, I remember like way much about this film. As like from my youth, dude. Like any time that I could like pretend to be a character with no hand when we were playing like guns or swords, I would. And the other hand would be either a chainsaw or some type of adapter that I would imagine Ash to use.
Yeah.
You know, I would find a stick that would be my boomstick.
Yeah.
You know? Oh man, I was all about that shit.
Oh, everything was my boomstick when I was a kid.
Oh fuck yeah. Everything.
That's again.
And then when you become a quote unquote functioning adult that produces children, you get a mighty boomstick. It changes lives, bro.
it creates lives.
Yeah. My boomstick has life giving abilities.
It does.
But as a kid, man, this was very much a big part of my childhood. What about you, Gabe?
Again, I saw it. Yeah, mostly bits and pieces, and I've watched it all the way through. Today is maybe, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say it's somewhere between number 5 and number 10. Like, it's not that high. Like, one that I've watched over and over and over again.
I've
seen it plenty of times.
I have seen this movie, maybe, like, it and Star Wars have been watched the most of my life. Like, I have definitely watched this movie more than 20 times.
Wow.
Maybe 20, maybe 30. Like, really? I have, like, yeah, like, it's up there with Star Wars. Like, I shit you not.
Damn. See, I never really got the mania surrounding it. Like, it's always sort of struck me the same way that, like Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I never got into that one.
Yeah, and it's one of those things.
I didn't see that till I was in my 20s.
Yeah. Well,
they say the only way to watch that is.
Yeah, there's this sort of cult around it that thinks it's the best thing in the planet. And sure, I watch it and I enjoy it, you know, but I don't get the mania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I never really have. I've enjoyed the movie. Like I said, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Well, I feel like we're dabbling in second half stuff, but like what I, you know, I remember.
This is my childhood opinion of it.
Well, it's weird for me. I think I saw him like, I saw Evil Dead 2, and I vaguely remember parts of it. And then Army of Darkness. I could maybe close my eyes and write it out.
And I don't think I've like, apart from the hand scene in Evil Dead 2, I don't remember much of Evil Dead 1 or 2.
Well, Evil Dead 1 was like, they're very similar, like same movies. Like it almost opens up the same way. And then the second one opens, like they go to the cabin in Evil Dead 1, they leave and come back to the same cabin. and have the same shit happen.
Because that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? And so, like, in the first one, there's, like, an actual, like, tree rape sequence.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Okay, right. that rings a bell.
That's, wait, no.
Right? Yeah, that
back.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, that doesn't tell you, huh?
Yeah, that's where that rings a bell.
Yours isn't the only bell they got wrong.
I mean, so there was that.
Whackety, schmackety, do.
And then, you know, the basement sequence, I think in two, the part where he lops off the hand and all the creatures on the wall are laughing at him and going mad.
Yeah,
and then,
see, like, I remember images from these movies. I don't remember the movies themselves.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't remember a whole lot about one. That wasn't exposed to me until much older, but I gradually remember them being more like quote unquote horror-esque in the first two.
Yeah,
as a kid, than the third one as a kid. Like the third one felt more like action adventure horror.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like action adventure horror comedy.
I remember it as a it as a comedy.
Yeah, and then, I remember it more as a comedy
and
too.
And the first two felt more
no, they were closer to actual like horror movies. They were more like,
you know,
like,
and I think what made it, you know, interesting to me as a kid is it like I don't think it hid what it was.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, it sort of pokes fun at what it is.
Yeah, and I totally respect it. Like it's I dug it. What about, did you ever see this kid?
No, I did. I think the first time I ever saw it, I was older. I mean, not like teens, but I was probably 10 or 11. Yeah. I lived here. That's the only reason I know. I lived in Alabama at the time, so I had to have been at least 10 when I saw it for the first time. But I loved it. I remember liking it a lot when I saw it. I don't remember, that's second half stuff. I don't remember parts of it, but I do remember the evil Ash once he gets his face blown off. And
you're good at it.
I remember.
I damn sure remember the eyeball in the shoulder.
Looked like a vagina.
Yes. Yeah, when he right when eyeball. He,
well, no, just because it's a creepy scene. It's a creepy, twisted thing to see.
That would be terrifying, wouldn't it?
So I remember that scene, and I remember the giant army of darkness. Like, I remember that the entire. Yep.
Yeah,
well, I guess it's roughly second half of the movie.
Yeah,
I remember that entire thing.
Jedi Four.
As a kid, I remember the evil before he became a evil king. I don't know how to phrase evil Ash after he rises from
just
the dead.
Evil Ash is fine. I mean,
there's pre-death and then resurrected.
Is the Deadite king or the Deadite?
Pre-resurrection. I remember that being a bigger deal as a kid for some reason. But it was. I enjoyed the movie. Like you said, when we brought up the topic, I was not excited.
Well,
I don't know how else to phrase that. Like I remember it fondly. I don't even think I saw it more than maybe three or four times. Like it was not a lot.
Okay.
Not in a bad way. I just don't watch a lot of movies more than once.
I'm just trying to, like, I wonder how Ash would fare in, like, the other, like, horror universes. Like, how would he do? Like, he's the savior of this universe, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, how would he fare in, like, the Freddy franchise?
I don't know.
What do you think he would do?
That's a weird universe to throw him in.
Well, I mean, that's just the first one that came to mind.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know.
What about Jason?
Because look, he's not the smartest guy. Well, technically not.
He's got the chemistry book.
Yeah, he's got the fucking magic chemistry book that lets him know how to make gunpowder.
Book is different. That's the Necronomicon.
You have
the chemistry book.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Which one? Well, yeah, but which one teaches him how to make gunpowder and fix cars?
Chemistry.
I mean, chemistry. Chemistry.
Okay. In chemistry 101.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all about internal combustion engines because that's a chemical reaction. Yeah.
So we'll take Ash with chemistry 101 versus Jason.
I mean, Jason.
I really don't know which book Ash is more dangerous with.
To
himself?
Ash versus the Necronomicon. I think the Necronomicon will beat him.
It wins every time. Well, if there's
but I think if you leave Ash alone in a garage with a chemistry book long enough, I think he'll cause almost as much damage.
Fair enough.
There may not be walking, talking skeletons.
He's gonna wreck some shit.
but things will not go well.
Okay. How about Skeletor versus Ash?
Oh, the movie proves that. I mean, Ash wins that every time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How many skeletons did he slaughter?
Many, many a skeleton.
Going back to Jason, though,
He's, he can build explosives, and we know that Jason's like can be blown up.
But he comes back.
No, I mean, he, like when he gets exploded, I mean, it, it's always not, it's not like instantly.
Well, it's not
mean?
Instant, but I mean, what do you consider a win?
Well, here's the thing. If you think about Ash.
A
like
battle
he's
or
very,
the war?
He's very thorough, right? So when he beats evil Ash, he dices him up with a chainsaw and buries him. So if he were to explode Jason, you know, what would he do? You know, would he like... Just bury the pieces, you know?
He'd probably just do what he did with Evil Ash and think he was a badass and be done. And then he actually isn't. And then he dies 6 years later when Jason comes back in the next full moon.
I don't
Except
think...
I know those happen more than once every 6 years.
Okay, so we what do we have one for Jason? And
I would actually say Jason might actually kill him.
I don't know, man.
The Necronomicon does not cover Jason. So I don't know how much good it's going to be.
Okay, what about...
Well, we don't really know what the Necronomicon...
It
covers the
human
stuff
flesh,
it brings in.
Inked in blood.
Yeah.
It has demon resurrection. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I still think that Chemistry 101 book. That thing was quite the... Well, here, okay.
It was a fountain of mystical knowledge.
Well, here's like, I mean, like, we're on with the second half stuff, but it's something I just thought about that I want to say before I forget. So... Now that Ash has gone back in time and exposed them to the Oldsmobile, exposed them to chainsaws,
left the chemistry book there.
Apparently left chemistry 101 and taught these people how to make gunpowder. What fucking society do you think he created? You know, by all of this.
That's second half topic. Are we going to keep going with it?
Whatever.
The alternate ending.
Yeah, the alternate ending. Okay, all right.
That's a more accurate ending.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of some other horror universes that.
Okay. Which one are we? Which one are
what
we
about
creating?
Ash versus Child's Play or Chucky?
I'm gonna go Ash on that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll go Ash on that versus reanimated serial killer.
Ash
doll.
Versus Critters.
I don't remember enough about Critters.
They're little tiny fur balls.
Well, I know the premise, yes, but
Ash
I don't remember
versus
the
Gremlin.
Leprechaun.
I'd have to go with Ash and the Leprechaun.
Okay. Man, oh, wait, no. Mobile just gonna... Leprechaun or the movie Leprechaun? Yeah.
Not the Crichton Leprechaun.
Yeah. The Fighting Irish.
I just want to know where the gold at. Hold on. There was one I was thinking about a second ago.
Ash versus Killer Clowns.
And we'll see. I mean.
From outer space.
Yeah.
Ash versus Pennywise.
I think Ash would die because I think Pennywise would show up as some hot chick and Ash would be lured in.
I think Pennywise would slaughter Ash.
I think just because Ash would totally be like, I think he would be like, "Ooh, hey baby."
He fell for it in this movie with Sheila. Yeah. So,
I mean, he's susceptible to the hot chick.
They could have held off a lot more if he hadn't destroyed his own tank
I'm trying to
car
think of,
helicopter.
Some other like heroes that are like very similar to him in those universes. That he could go up against.
Oh, well, there's still Michael Myers.
Yeah. How would he?
Ah, man. I'm going to go chainsaw over knife, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or shotgun over knife.
Yeah.
Either way.
Well, I mean, Ash has definitely got the headshot.
I mean, and Michael Myers has been shot, you know, I think.
Never with a shotgun. I've never seen it with anything with any substantial
power. Well, you mess up the reverse William Shatner mask. I mean, there's no telling what happens. So.
Right.
It's all over at that point.
Can you think of any other horror universes that we can throw Ash into?
Not offhand.
What about Aliens or Predator?
Oh, nobody that Ash would win against.
Yeah, I don't think he would do fare well against a Predator.
No, I don't think he'd fare well against a facehugger.
I would love to see that scene.
I would love to see the scene of Ash being chased by the facehugger. Like, yes. And then make it a 15-minute long Bugs Bunny cartoon of Ash versus a facehugger, and movie over as soon as the facehugger grabs on as the roll credits.
All right. All right. So you good on you got anything else?
No, I remember it as a kid and liked it.
Yeah, I'm good for childhood stuff.
We will be right back after these messages. Maybe. Are we?
Shop smart.
Shop
as smart.
Well played. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And I ruined it. Shit.
Stop talking.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Willis.
And my sinuses are clear.
Yeah. I'm Bulldog.
So the first half of the show, we kind of blazed through because all of us, remember the topic, right?
Well, yes, and it's also very late at night.
It is very late. But I don't want to, you know, like, we did well.
We weren't rushing through it.
No, we just, you know, remember it fondly. Don't we?
Sure.
Fuck you. You know that shit. You fucking loved it. All right. So now we can talk about it second half. So, yes, there's a lot of, like, just shit. I mean, I've watched this movie, I think, maybe 5 or 6 times this year.
I like the movie. I like the movie, but I still can't, like, I can't picture watching it nearly that often.
I just put it on, and I mean, like, I'll do other things, but I dig having it on, you know, in the background or whatever. But
this is one that I'll touch on, every 4 or 5 years.
It gets a little bit higher rated. But then again, like, I mean, I bought the series, you know, and like I've had the collector's edition.
I did watch. I did like what little bit of the show.
It's different, right? Yeah. It's completely the series is almost completely different from Army of Darkness.
You're not familiar, we're talking about Ash
versus
Evil
Army
Dead.
Of Darkness is almost completely different from the Evil Dead movies.
Exactly.
It was intentionally meant to sort of stand on its own.
Right.
That's why we didn't start with Evil Dead 1 and 2.
Yeah. I think it was a good call. I mean, you know, but Army of Darkness, I think where it hit its stride is it's very self-aware. It felt like it knows what it is. It knows what it's doing.
It's almost, it came out 94. Is that right?
I don't have that.
91, I think.
I thought it was 94.
Oh, I watched it so much.
Whatever, either way, maybe.
VHS, this shit.
I'm trying to remember if Deadpool came out first or not, but it's along the same lines. I don't know.
92.
Okay. Anyway, it and Deadpool feel similar in that respect, where it's enjoyable because it knows it exists, and it makes fun of itself.
I think of other actors around that time and stuff, and I think about how well Bruce Campbell does, like the facial expressions he pulls out, the way that he delivers some of those lines. Yeah. Like, you remember
it's super slapstick. I mean, it's a Three Stooges movie.
When we watched one of the parts I love, when he comes out of the pit, he's like, "Who wants some? You?" That's one of my favorite.
This is another one of those things. It's like the Big Lebowski in that it's endlessly fucking quotable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, "Who wants some?
You?" "Next one of you primates that touches me. What, were you born in a barn?" Yeah, you were born in a barn. Okay. Come on in. You know? There was so much. I remember so vividly, like, even now going through it again.
You there's know? Like the stuff that I didn't remember would be side boob, like the topless maidens that get taken by King Deadite or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah. Resurrected the Deadite Ash. Captain. Who but may or may not be Evil Ash.
It's a specific portion of, a specific version of Evil Ash.
But when you say, like, when you, like, word it like, when I see the side boob in the evil army next to the, I know you're Evil Ash. That's
you
who
do.
That is.
You do.
Well, yeah. I don't think that anybody's going to listen to this episode.
We're not here for you.
Nobody's going to listen to this episode and not know who the fuck that character is.
You don't know that.
He's the only other character in the movie that gets quips.
Yeah. Like,
that's how you know he's the antagonist.
Evil Quip King. And I'm like, okay, that's who he's talking about. But it's almost like when you talk about this film, people who know this movie, like, you could literally be like, hey, the guy opposite of, you know, Ash who did X. Oh, that's the evil Dead King guy.
Yeah.
You know, I promise.
The people who are super into this movie know all the characters' names.
I guarantee you, there might be like the diehard Howard Stacks fans that are like, you know what, I want to check this episode out. But the people who fucking know Army of Darkness will know verbatim.
Yeah.
I promise. Like, I'm not even fucking worried about it. We can literally be like, you know, the one sequence where the horse did X, blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
The one where he shows up after he's saved himself from Three Stooges skeletons. And the horse is like, dude, seriously? Yeah, what took so long?
Yeah. Like, where the hell you been?
Why'd you even go in the graveyard?
I just want to point out that, like some of the loopholes, like, in the sequence earlier where the horse, like, bucks him and throws him off of him when he's running through the woods and shit.
Right.
Somehow he finds the same horse again, and the horse is totally cool with chilling by Apocalypse Graveyard.
They're not out of the graveyard yet. He's fine. He's safe. Earlier, right, he was being chased by the...
But he threw him off in the woods. A, where did he find the horse at? B, why was the horse totally not okay with being chased, but then watching, like, the apocalypse begin to happen?
Because he's not being chased. He wasn't spooked. all the skeletons were all in their little graveyard. He was just hanging outside.
Out of the ground and shit. That horse was like, yeah, that's a Tuesday for me.
Yeah. He's like, you stay over there. We're good.
He's like, you fucked up. I'm waiting on it. I get it. Okay, pretty much. Fine. I'll give you that one.
Look.
I mean, you know, I will say that for those listening, I did have to win the unlimited ammo argument. I had to rewind the show and let them hear Ash reload off camera.
Not unlimited ammo, but the non-reloading part. And you did, you caught, okay.
I did.
I underestimated the fact that you had seen this movie 3,000 times.
Many, I was like, no, he does reload. You got to hear, yeah, listen for it. And they're like, no. And I'm like, no.
He just reloads one-handed with a chainsaw in his other hand while in the middle of aiming.
In his other hand, replacing his other hand.
A trained Civil War soldier can fire a musket, like five musket rounds within a minute.
I think it was I just made that up. It was like,
that sounded like, I wasn't going to call it out, but that sounds like bullshit.
I promise you, if you look at it,
I think I smell some bullshit.
That might be what you let us have during the break. Anyway, no, but I mean, like, it's feasible that a one-armed man with a chainsaw hand could reload a double-barrel shotgun while aiming in the middle of combat.
No, it's not.
In this universe, like, the Ash versus Devil Ed? Wow.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, logic doesn't apply to Evil Dead.
I'm telling you right now, I have seen many a one-armed man load a double-barrel shotgun. Mm-hmm. And only in this movie. But I've watched it enough to where it's I believe it.
You would have to watch the movie to see the span of time we're talking about, but it's less than a second. It's aiming, shooting, reloading, and then aiming, shooting again in like a half of a second.
Maybe he just only chambered one round, though, because he does only shoot it once afterwards.
For the record, the good estimate for a Civil War is reloading every 25 to 30 seconds for a skilled volunteer.
Okay, so that's twice. That's two bullets. Yeah,
that's twice for like extremely well skilled.
Okay, so I would. I was close.
Sure,
I was. I said like five
to ten or something like
that. In a minute,
at an Ash.
No, he said five. That's only 150% faster than an extremely skilled person could do.
That's an Ash level Civil War soldier reloading. That's what that was.
After they've been shot and lost an arm.
Then they would die because from infection. Be real here, dude. Well,
yeah, no, I mean, you know, he's
a very sterile chainsaw, and then somehow cauterized the wound
in the fire. It was in the fireplace.
Yes.
And then let's go with that.
Right.
No, he used the chemistry book, and he created some cauterizing material. And
okay, I do love the like this chemistry book, like somehow like bestows knowledge, you know, to where they can do these.
It's like the Matrix.
Well, yeah, it's like it's a school book or something.
It's like it's a textbook with knowledge.
Yeah. You know that's how books work, right?
No, I have no idea. I've never taken a chemistry test.
You used any school books?
I just mean, you know, like books, you know, they have.
They're there to, you know, replicate and give you knowledge that other people know.
I'm just saying it became very useful. That the copy of Fangoria.
We just sounded surprised that a book would teach someone something.
Story. I had to defend the robot hand to you guys as well.
Times they are a changing.
I want to say, if you think about it from a different perspective, it's very feasible that a man could travel back in time. First off, okay, meet a skilled blacksmith and then create a robotic hand with sensory perceptions.
Yeah.
And strong enough to crush a steel goblet.
Yeah. And
sure.
Thank you. I'm glad that you guys see eye to eye with me. Yeah. There's no argument. You are fighting it back, Jared. I see it in your face.
I'm just trying not to get political because I was going to say something.
Well, then it's how it stacks, bro. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well,
you're presenting alternate facts.
It's fake news. It happened. I have historical evidence.
Evidence?
From the year of 1992. It's historical because it's on DVD or VHS at the time. It happened, bro.
There's no way to fake that.
No, exactly. Not at all. Not the 90s. We had payphones.
So
I'm not even sure where to go
exactly. Yeah. I want to say I did love the vehicle, the beefed up, like tanked out.
Is there
mobile.
A name for that thing? Because I want to call it a tank, but it's also like part helicopter that just doesn't fly yet, and it also is a train with the steam powered whistle.
Again, dude, chemistry 101.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if we had a name. I'm not doubting the capabilities of the Chemistry 101 book at this point.
I mean, look, you've got a guy who obviously knows his way around the S-Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's obviously resourceful enough to maintain a job where it requires multiple educations of different areas of the store. You're talking about hardware.
So he can rebuild a car that's been dropped, that's just been fucking dropped.
We don't even know a height because it came through.
You and I both know that was an American automobile.
We can assume it was at terminal velocity.
Yeah. Hold on. It was made in America. Better product. Right. It's a better product. Okay. And
you should do your face like this the whole time you're talking.
He had access to many a knowledge. Like when you work at like a place like Home Depot.
Many a knowledge
of areas of the store. Like, so when you work at a Home Depot.
That he got
right,
from books.
Yep. When you work at a Home Depot, you may work in flooring, but you will also learn about plumbing and doors and millwork and those things because you're there.
And
long
he's
enough.
And he's obviously going to school.
Obviously,
he's got a Chemistry 101 book.
Right?
So.
Yep. So he's a student, right? Which means he's probably exposed to some other things. Maybe his minor is mechanics or mechanical engineering.
It's a possibility,
you know. And you know what I'm saying? And it
could be.
I don't know. That's not minor level work he did.
Here's the backstory.
That's not minor level work he did. That's some major level work.
No, he's a triple major. It's chemistry, neuroscience, because of the interaction or the.
Oh, yeah.
The hand. Sensory feedback. And then mechanical engineering.
He was in the Evil Dead 2. He was on his way to the cabin to study for his finals in chemistry.
And neuroscience.
And neuroscience. And mechanical engineering and robotics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? With his girlfriend.
Like you do.
Like you do. With his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Found the Necronomicon, which he believed would be a study guide assistance.
Yeah. For neuroscience.
For neuroscience.
He was looking at alternate methods of.
Summoned the demigods and demons. Got sucked back in time. Finished his studying with the Chemistry 101.
Do you think he went back in time so he'd have more time to study?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's all logical. It makes practical sense. Like, if I needed more time to study, I would open a gateway to hell, travel back in time, fight an army of the dead, teach a bunch of primitive people chemistry, and save the day. And then travel back in time.
And then travel back to your own time, which is inexplicably the exact same as it was before you left.
Well, exactly.
Despite the fact that chemistry and all of these things have been taught to people hundreds of years
because they were sworn to secrecy. Those are the Knights of the Templar.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were. That's where they vanished from existence. Slowly.
Shenanigans.
Slowly after that. And then he goes back to his day job. Because what else are you going to do, right?
He didn't have time to study. He didn't.
Yeah. Maybe he failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe he left his chemistry book behind. Yeah, he wasn't able to finish studying.
And he couldn't put I Was Almost King on his resume.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And who's going to believe that shit? We live in America.
He probably put it on a job application. That's why he's still at shops at S-Mart.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You know, obviously scarred up. You know, that's hard to interview.
A little bit. You look like a time-traveling psychopath. Mm.
You did. I'm just saying. I mean, like, I think the movie can logically happen.
You keep dreaming, buddy.
I disagree.
I'm trying. You guys are being so passive about this whole thing.
Yeah, right.
I know. So as of right now,
it's time to stack it now, right?
We're fine. Yeah, we'll fucking stack the show so you guys can tell me how awesome my show went for this movie.
This is the first documentary, right?
It's the actual historical documentary.
Okay.
Yeah,
it is. This is actually how the West
it's
was
the
won.
Historical documents.
How the West was won.
Yeah, by going back to the East in an old
and in time.
And in time. Well, I mean, there's a lot of cool facts about the movie, though. Like, you
well,
know,
I mean, I guess he went east.
If you go fast enough in one direction, you
around
spin the earth
around the planet.
The other direction, and you can go backwards in time.
That's preposterous. Don't even get
Superman
that.
Taught me that.
That's bullshit science. Fake news.
You're bullshit that's science.
That's fake news.
With enough chemistry, you can go fast enough.
Yeah. Okay, first of all,
you don't think Superman knows chemistry?
No, not enough to fight Spider-Man. I don't know where that's coming. It's a Raimi reference. But anyway, no, I mean, there's a lot of cool things about this film. I love a lot of the continuity. A lot of the cool things follow throughout the three films.
Yeah.
Raimi's car is in all of his films.
Yeah.
His brothers are in all of his work.
Yeah.
You know
multiple
I mean?
Times.
Multiple times.
There's neat little Easter eggs.
You know, and I think that's cool shit, man. I think it's a cool film. You know what I mean? And as a stackage, yes. I don't think there was any doubt there, but yes.
Yeah.
I stacked. You had me on a limb. I wasn't sure.
It was probably because you didn't watch the historical records.
But we oh okay first okay
yeah
so we watched it in
black
together.
And white. It's empirical.
Is it redone like Logan or is it just converted to black and white?
I mean, I could probably set my TV to do that, but
yeah, it's different.
Anyway, what did you think, Professor?
Man, first off, how long did we say the movie was?
Hour 21.
An hour and 20 minutes. Hang on. Let me be sure about that.
It was like an hour 21, hour 20.
Something like that. It feels a lot longer. It feels a whole lot longer. Look, this is, we can all agree this is a bad movie.
Yes.
It's a bad movie. It's, and now that doesn't mean it's unwatchable or yeah. not entertaining. Yeah, but it's
a
like
bad movie as in a B movie. Like it's not an A list. Like it's low budget.
So this isn't your Titanic.
What?
I mean, you wouldn't put this.
Wait. Do you think like do you hold the Titanic as
is
like
that a list like that the top the, of the
no. the top
cream of the crop?
Oh, okay,
not for me. No.
Oh, okay.
The top of the iceberg.
That was the only just, AAA movie.
Like
I
said,
think
it's
of in
it's
that
just,
moment.
When you think of just, when you think of when someone says a B movie or when someone says a bad movie,
like,
you think of something
movie?
That looks like this.
Oh, not yes. the Jerry Seinfeld B movie.
No, not the Jerry Seinfeld B movie.
I was yeah. just making sure we're clear.
Yeah, no, totally. No, there's a very limited group of people that when you say B-movie, they think of that B-movie.
I have children. Anything animated now is usually in the...
I don't even know what movie we're talking about.
You've never seen B-movie? Either have I. I just know he was in it.
It's called A B-movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like the one about bees.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You mean no. B-movie.
Yeah,
that's weird that it'd be about bees and be titled yeah. B-movie.
Except we were talking anyway. About B-movies, which are a completely different thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, totally. So, not a great, like, piece of American filmmaking. Okay. That being said, I've never hated the movie. I've never hated the movie. I think I've got to be in a certain kind of mood to really enjoy it. And I'm not sure that tonight I was in that mood. Like, I was, I got some laughs out of it and I enjoyed it. It's, man, it's real hard for me to say one way or the other. It's definitely, I mean, just based off the rules of the show, it's better than I remember it.
Well, I think
it's better than I remember it. So
it stacks.
Hence it stacks.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to put it in perspective though. And I'll give you a little bit of a break. I mean, we were fighting giant robots before we recorded yeah. the show. Gabe had a very strenuous week. So, I mean, there's that. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I got some laughs out of it. I enjoyed it. It was slightly better than I remembered it from the last time I saw it. That being said, it's just if you're not paying attention, it's hard for me to or if I'm not paying attention close enough, it's hard for me to follow all the things that are going on because there are like two or three movies
yeah.
within the time of the movie, and the movie's not that long.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a lot that's you're running from one place to another. From the beginning, it goes over the recap of the Evil Dead movies, then how he gets sucked back into there, and then boom, you're right there in the middle of everything. You've got all the knights and everything going around. It was tough for me to stay up on the story as it was going along. Like it wasn't until halfway through, probably halfway between when we stopped watching the movie and when we started recording this episode that I realized that the gross deadite captain was a resurrected evil Ash.
Yeah.
Like there's just a lot of things that I feel like aren't explained very
that
thoroughly.
That was explained really thoroughly. You just missed the like 15 second
like
when, lightning bolt hit his when he, cross when he fucks, in the grave yeah. and he came out
when
of
he
the ground.
The words up like he yeah like lightning hits he comes back out and he's like he said it's time for vengeance or
he's like he didn't say I'm back. There's no way that he says that.
Yeah.
It would have been hilarious if he had said
but anyway,
it.
It was
along those lines where he crawls out of the grave and it's the same cross.
They reassemble him. Yeah. And he comes back out and he's like he delivers his like quip. And
yeah.
then, he's back.
Yeah. Now, to your point, it lasts maybe 10, 15 seconds. So yeah. if you're looking down, you miss it very easily.
I missed it.
Yeah.
And it's not the only time when I was when we were watching the movie that I missed something. Yeah. And part of that is because, again, it doesn't go into great detail on what's happening.
Right.
It's all set up for the next joke or the next CGI / special effect, practical effect trick. It's set up. The story is almost an afterthought, and that sort of bugs me.
Okay.
Like, that being said, I liked it better than I did when I was a kid. So it stacks.
I love it. That makes me really excited. But like you mentioned the effects, and it's just something I hadn't talked about, is I adore this movie for its practical and effects. Its CGI is obviously incredibly outdated.
Oh, yeah.
But
is it any of it CGI or is it all stop motion?
The sequence where he's laying on the ground, I mean, it's not CGI.
Yeah, no, that was very clearly they recorded it, played it on like a movie theater screen, and then had
a
lot of green screen stuff. But I mean, for practical effects and things like that, I mean, that was a lot of substantial like prop work, mass detail. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, for being such a low budget movie, like I even made the comment during the movie, is like for being such a low budget movie, they spent some money on
what
this
was
thing.
The budget?
It was $11 million estimated. And the gross
props and practical effects.
I'll tell you, dude, like its practical effects and prop work is, I would put it up against some of the big blockbusters.
US gross was $11.5 million. They made $500,000. $501,093.
I guarantee you that's exactly. Well, I mean, aside from where it's at now, that they've all made a substantial living.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
from royalties and just appearances and fucking like fan love and merchandise. Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, hell, the McFarlane toy deal alone for this movie probably like made the guys a small mint.
This was actually kind of neat when I was digging around. The original script for this movie was only 43 pages long.
Nice.
Like this was never intended to be a talkie.
Yeah,
you know,
talkie.
Yeah. It was never intended to be real dialogue heavy. It was just, you know, an excuse to set up the next one-liner or the right. next cool murder, you know, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I just, like I said, I have to be in the mood for that kind of movie.
What about you, boy?
Fair enough. No, it stacks completely. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to go watch it 5 times a year, but it was definitely enjoyable.
I mean, I've seen it 3 times, I think, since we talked about doing it.
Jeez. for the record, that was the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like, well, we obviously tonight's one of them, but I know I've watched it twice. I watched it once with Vicky, you know, and then once when she was not here, maybe twice that night.
You were sneaking extra viewings in,
dude. I mean, like for me, like I mean, there's a lot of like affiliated with this film. So, like, I mean, obviously throughout life we gravitate toward the shit that makes us feel good at specific points of our life, right? I associate this movie with some of the happier times when I was a kid. And like, it just, it's one of those things that I can always go back to. And I feel like it's like the shoulder to lean on, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's always, every time I watch it, I have a positive experience. It's never like I get done and I'm like, that was a waste of time, you know, or I wish I would have done something different. You know, it was like, I just watch it and I'm like, man, this is just takes me right back. Or I see something that I didn't notice before. Or like tonight, I'm like, man, I really dig the fucking props. Like, I just love the, you know, the practical effects, you know, and all. I don't know. It's just something that I just dig viewing.
Okay.
In mass quantities.
When was the last time we had a triple stack?
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. What's a hot minute, Jay?
The fresh one? I don't know.
No, I mean, I just, what is a hot minute?
It's a quick one.
No, it's a hot minute would be a longer than a typical minute.
Yeah, if you have the ability to call me out on some of the things that I talk about.
You're right, it is longer, but that's what we were saying anyway.
I would enjoy it very much if you would explain what a hot minute actually is.
I can't.
It is a unit of time equal to 88 seconds.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
What I'm going with.
That's
Thank
science.
You.
Yeah,
That's
for sure.
That's
a longer than normal minute.
I got that from my Chemistry 101 book.
Which we have now established is on par with the Necronomicon.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of chemistry, do you guys know it's impossible to to boil a potato and make it edible at the base camp at Mount Everest.
That's really that's not true.
Okay.
Have you not watched Army of Darkness? The guy can travel in time in the book. Your argument is invalid.
No, the temperature at which water boils at that height is too low to cook the potato. So you can boil it all you want and your potato won't cook.
That's interesting. That really is
crazy.
Yeah.
Chemistry for you.
Yeah, well, right.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's in Ash's book. He's like, okay, this is the potato cooking part. We don't need that right now. Keep going.
We are way too high of altitude right now. We cannot boil potatoes.
I'm so glad you added altitude because we are way too high.
No, that's altitude. That's Ash versus Evil Dead.
Nice.
Anyway, yes. Well, that's a triple stack. First time in a while. And I'm so glad it was on like one of something I held very, very dear. As a youth, so that makes me very happy.
Wouldn't it have to be on something that you hold dear? If it's
well, I mean, if I held it dear, that doesn't mean you guys have to like it. Half the shit I loved as kids, you guys have pissed all over anyway.
Oh, I misunderstood the sentence.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I love Final Fantasy VII. That didn't stop you dragging it through the fucking mud, did it?
I didn't drag anything through the mud. I fell asleep.
I've dragged a few topics through the mud.
I love Voltron. I dragged it through the mud.
No. Look, I loved Power Rangers, and I dragged it through the mud.
I did. I think I did. I don't know if I did. I can't remember. Did I stack Power Rangers? I damn sure enjoyed the
I stopped
episodes.
Keeping up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's I been a list while. Going for
hey,
a while.
Who's the fan that we liked who was like gave us feedback?
Last week?
Yeah.
I hate you.
I know. I did that on purpose to you. That's right, fan. We love you. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up so we can give him credit. We're going to ask him.
We should pause the recording, come back, and, you know, like.
Charlie, and it's midnight. I'm telepathically communicating with you. No. Did I stack Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait. Anytime, buddy.
It's Thomas.
I knew that.
Oh, because it was Thomas was alone. We talked about the game.
That's right. Yeah. Sure.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like if we have
Thomas, let us know.
Yeah, Thomas, let us know. Jennifer, let us know. Steven, let us know. Charlie, let us know. Jonathan, let us know because I listen to the show. I do.
I download back. It.
Yeah, you download it. Mm-hmm. It just sits in your pool. Do you listen to the show, Gabe?
Occasionally.
Once, very rarely. For me. I was there when we recorded.
Yeah, usually, admittedly, I don't listen to my band CD either.
Do you have this with you tonight? I don't have any money. I'm just curious.
Okay.
But I want to go.
That's good to know.
Keep saying,
that's good.
One.
That's good.
I definitely want some.
Yeah.
But I've remembered I spent money today.
Well, you can pick them up at pawpawsmedicinecabinet.com.
Thank or you. At any of your
or at
shows.
Any of our shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great show tonight. Thank you guys tuning in. I'm JD.
I'm Bulldog.
Maybe I'm a Chinese jet pilot.
Well played. Oh, you can find us on social.
They're fans of the goddamn show.
We have a new fan, and we might have more new fans.
Yeah,
he messaged you on all of our shit. He knows where to find us.
Only because we said where our email is.
Hey, Jared, what's our website?
HowItStacks.com.
What's our social media stuff?
Twitter.com/HowItStacks, Facebook.com/HowItStacks, Instagram.com/HowItStacks.
Yeah. Do we have a Snapchat yet?
No.
Okay.
We'd never fucking use it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that we have like all these.
I barely use mine. So
I use Snap a lot, you know, for Depew Fitness. And then I use Instagram for Depew Fitness. But yeah, I mean, we could definitely benefit a little more from being a little more Insta proactive and Facebook proactive.
Yeah.
So you got the social media.
Good luck with that.
Yep. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm JD. Have a
I'm Willis. You weren't doing that, were you?
No. He was just being selfish.
Oh, do it again. Do it again.
I'm JD.
Do it again.
JD.
I'm Willis.
I'm Bulldog. And this is How It Stacks.
Bye.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials.
To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.